This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number here if you want to join us, kicking off the second hour of the live Saturday edition is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass.
We've been talking about the situation with renters and landlords out there with the eviction moratorium being overturned by the Supreme Court this week. What does that mean? Well, your local mileage may vary. There's different states like California and Illinois that have their own state moratorium, so nothing's going to change for people there. Other states are saying renters will be protected as long as they're applying for rent relief, of which there's like $40 billion that haven't been spent of $46 billion that was allocated, so the government's just sitting there on a huge pile of money for whatever reason. Maybe it's because renters haven't bothered to apply for it, because why should they? They're just sitting there. They don't have to pay the rent. So it's a crazy situation. I want to get into Afghanistan and what's going on there in just a moment, but I feel like there's a little bit more to say about this.
I just want to say, too, that as a lifetime renter up until a couple of years ago, if you are a good renter and you find yourself in a situation where you need to move and you're still like mid-lease or something like that, talk to your landlord. Right? These guys are generally speaking, if you're a good renter and you're on good terms, generally speaking, amenable to something like, hey, give me a month's notice to show the place and get another renter. As long as I get another renter, no big deal.
Okay.
Right? Because they just want the money. Right? That's sure. Why they rent the place in the first place. Right? They want, you know, they got to pay their property taxes or whatever it is that they're using that money for. So generally speaking, you can get out of a bad situation, you know, by being an upstanding dude or dudette or whatever your pronoun might be.
But these people who haven't been paying rent for a year are not upstanding dudes.
No, not at all. Yeah. But at the same time, that landlord, I'm sure, would prefer to be getting something
than nothing
for his property than nothing. And if you just go have a conversation and something like, hey, man, look, I know you're losing out on this deal, but, you know, I found another place to go and I'm going to go so you can have your place back. They would be ecstatic.
For sure. So it led me to think, you know, a little further, because we were talking about some of the economic consequences of this for the landlords, for the banks, for instance, that will likely be taking over these properties if landlords are unable to pay their mortgage, because those mortgages are still due, and there's no moratorium on that.
How bad of a landlord is a bank going to be?
Pretty awful.
You know?
I mean, the bank wants to flip it. As you pointed out earlier, they're going to have a tough time, though, because if there's a deadbeat renter in there, then who's going to want to buy that house? So therefore, the auction value is going to drop precipitously, because if you are in a place like California or Illinois where those renters are still being protected, there's no value to taking over a place like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's going to result in all kinds of likely defaults by these landlords. If that hasn't already started to happen, I don't know. I haven't looked at the numbers to see, you know, are we seeing a higher level of defaults right now than we did 2 years ago, for instance? And it just led me to think, you know, what other kind of consequences are we looking at here? There was something I heard the other day, or just this week, actually. Ron Paul, he's got a podcast that he's doing again. I didn't realize he was back at it. He used to have, like, the Ron Paul podcast, and now there's another Ron Paul show that he's doing, the Liberty Report or something like that. And it caught my eye that he's talking about a crack-up boom. Have you heard of this term before?
A crack-up boom? I mean, only on, like, I don't know, fireworks holidays?
No. So a crack-up boom, according to Investopedia.com, is an economic crisis that involves a recession in the real economy and a collapse of the monetary system due to continual credit expansion, like printing money, for instance, and banks handing out loans like candy.
You mean, like what we're in currently?
Yeah. and resulting unsustainable rapid price increases. This concept of a crack-up boom was developed by Austrian economist Ludwig von Mises as part of Austrian business cycle theory. The crack-up boom is characterized by two key features. One, excessively expansionary monetary policy that, in addition to the normal consequences described in the Australian business cycle theory, leads to out-of-control inflation expectations, and two, a resulting bout of hyperinflation, which ends in the abandonment of the currency by market participants and a simultaneous recession or depression. Crack-up boom is the crash of the credit and monetary system due to continual credit expansion and price increases. In the face of the excessive credit expansion, consumers' inflation expectations accelerate to the point that money becomes worthless, and then the whole system comes down. So
I'm for it.
Well, it's inevitable. What von Mises said was, and what Ron Paul was explaining in this podcast, is this is... it's going to happen. You know, the question is when. How long can they kick the can down the road?
I am very surprised it has not happened already. They have been kicking the can down the road. They continue to do so at the expense, of course, of the unborn.
Well, and Ron Paul made an interesting, observation, and that is that when this happens, because we've seen hyperinflation in Zimbabwe and Venezuela and, you know, Germany
and
other places. We've seen what happens. We know what the process is, and it's always the same. But he pointed out that when this happens, it's going to be the most economically devastating crack-up boom event that has ever occurred in the history of the planet.
In the history of all of the world.
And the reason for this is because the dollar is the world reserve currency.
Right.
It's used in countries all around the planet. El Salvador, Zimbabwe, places that don't have a central bank currency.
The petrodollar.
Use the dollar, and then there's the petrodollar, and then there's, you know, reserves and all this. So there's, I don't know how many trillions of dollars out there in the world, but they're well distributed. There's a lot of them, which is one of the reasons why I think they've been able to push it so far. That's why they've been able to kick the can down the road, because when the government in the United States, the federal government, prints out another $2 trillion for COVID relief, well, it dilutes the total money supply, but the total money supply isn't limited to just the United States, so it dilutes it globally.
Well, and Team America World Police keeps taking out anybody who dares, you know, try and move off of the dollar. Gaddafi, for example.
Yep. The crack-up boom, well, eventually, there's going to be a bunch of people that try to move off, and that's what the crack-up boom is. It's where it's like people all of a sudden realize, oh, crap, this money is becoming worthless. I better get out of it.
May I suggest to our listeners... cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and I would like to suggest things like that sooner rather than later, because you don't want to be buying it during the boom. Yeah.
Or if you're not, you know, if you're just adamant against cryptocurrency, you feel like you're too dumb or whatever, or you just, I don't try, I think it's CIA. Fine.
I don't like new
things. Fine, yeah, CIA money, CIA invented Bitcoin, whatever the hell your problem is with it.
Get some gold.
Get some gold backs, man.
Get
some gold. Get some silver. Gold backs are a great invention. They are fantastic.
So cool.
Spendable gold is what they are. Spendable gold. Go look at goldbacks.com.
Let's talk a little bit more about this, though. From Investopedia, what is the crack-up boom? Understanding it. It develops out of the same process of credit expansion and resulting distortion of the economy that occurs during the normal boom phase of the Australian business cycle theory. In the crack-up boom, the central bank, that's the Federal Reserve, attempts to sustain the boom indefinitely without regard to consequences such as inflation and asset price bubbles. The problem comes when the government continuously pours more and more money, injecting it into the economy to give it a short-term boost, which eventually triggers a fundamental breakdown in the economy. In their efforts to prevent any downturn in the economy, monetary authorities continue to expand the supply of money and credit at an accelerating pace and avoid turning off the taps of the money supply until it is too late. And there's no reason why they will stop this process. The whole dollar, the whole Federal Reserve system, the whole fiat currency concept, all of this is designed for inflation. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They're not going to all of a sudden adopt a gold standard and all of a sudden, you know, get money under control and stop the government from being able to print. That is what empowers these people.
Well, and
so they're going.
Sadly, the majority of people, at least in the United States, have no idea that the greenbacks that they have in their wallets or in their bank accounts, are comprised of fiction.
You say people don't know this?
A lot of people.
I wonder what the proportion of people is that don't have any clue.
I would say the majority.
It's probably true, the majority. And how soon is that going to change? Because, well, we're going to continue, and you can weigh in as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here, if you want to join in, live Saturday show, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
I'm the captain.
We've seen real estate prices going up in a lot of places here in our area.
Everywhere. They don't go down. I've never seen real estate prices go down.
Well, you might see it soon if there's a huge amount of defaults on various different houses out there because landlords are unable to make their mortgage payments.
I mean, overall, I guess, in my entire life, I've never seen prices really go down of anything. I mean, sometimes you'll see... There's some things. You'll see, like, consumer electronics, right? The newest version of the TV, the 4K, and the blah, 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 you know? When it first comes out, it's, like, thousands of dollars, and then, you know, usually within a year or two, it's, like, hundreds of dollars, so...
Yeah, that's a testament to manufacturing, you know, efficiency, basically, is that the cost of the manufacturing of those products is going down faster than the inflation rate is of the
also
currency.
A highly unregulated market. Consumer electronics is true. One of the least regulated markets that exists.
Yep. Computers as well.
There's still regulations, but it's much less than other industries. So.
Yeah, so the regulatory burden doesn't add a lot of costs and so on. So we're talking about the idea of a crack-up boom. This is something that Ron Paul has been talking about this week, and I hope a lot of people are listening to Ron Paul now because of, well, he was right about Afghanistan. A lot of people are, you know, I think he was trending or whatever within the last couple of weeks after the Afghanistan situation.
The same people who owe apologies to all their conspiracy theorist friends who were right owe apologies to Ron Paul because he was also correct.
So Ron Paul, of course, has been right about a lot of things. Yeah. Afghanistan and, you know, non-interventionism is just one of the more recent ones that he's been appreciated for. So hopefully people are finding Ron Paul that otherwise hadn't before, and now they're hearing about other things like economics and about this idea of the crack-up boom, which Ron Paul's predicting is coming. Now, of course, he doesn't know if it's going to be next week or if it's going to be next year, or in five more years, or however long it's going to be. And people have been predicting the end of the dollar for a long time.
Yeah.
And they have masterfully kicked the can down the road again and again and again and have avoided total disaster.
They even sicked a bunch of mathematicians on it to say that, near as we could tell, it is going to happen. Just a question of when.
Yeah, it's true. And the amount of money printing is at record levels now. And there's no sign that that's going to slow down. The government has no interest in slowing that down.
And it's a global problem, too. It's not just a United States problem. The United States government, yes, while the dollar is the leading currency, world reserve currency and all that kind of stuff, other governments are doing the same thing.
Same thing.
They have their own central banks, and they're doing the exact same thing, printing more.
Right.
They're operating their banks in the same fashion.
And
it's a global problem.
It's a global, almost a... whether it's a conspiracy or not is another question, because if it were just one country that were doing that, you would see their money dramatically drop in value. Venezuela is a good example of this. Mm-hmm. So Venezuela is in hyperinflation. They are printing the hell out of currency. In fact, they're knocking, I think, six zeros off the Venezuelan Bolivar coming up this October. So it is just a total cluster F there. So, but since most central banks are all printing and endlessly printing, the value of all of these world fiat monies is going down simultaneously. So when you compare the dollar, the U.S. dollar, to the Canadian dollar, or the U.S. dollar to the Hong Kong dollar, or the Japanese, was it the yen, the Chinese yuan, you can make these comparisons. You say, oh, the dollar's up compared to the peso, or the peso's up, they're shifting slightly, but they're all racing to the bottom. They're all constantly being inflated by their central banks, which is, sorry, your mic wasn't on
no,
there.
No, I was holding it. Every fiat currency is dying.
Correct. By the way, welcome to the show. Our friend Peakless Mountaineer was in a car accident on the way in here tonight. So
what did you
could
do?
Not be more glad to be here.
Yeah, glad you're here. So again, you're welcome to weigh in. We've been talking about the crack-up boom, and as described over at Investopedia.com, in the Austrian business cycle theory, the normal course of an economic boom driven by the expansion of money and credit, the structure of the economy becomes distorted in ways that eventually result in shortages of various commodities and types of labor, which then lead to increasing consumer price inflation. The rising prices and limited availability of necessary inputs and labor puts pressure on businesses and causes a rash of failures of various investment projects and business bankruptcies.
That all sounds very technical, but this is literally what they don't want you to know.
Yeah, well, and also what helped me understand, because that's a whole bunch of words you just read, multisyllabic words and that kind of thing. What helped me was just applying the simple principles of supply and demand, which is Austrian economics in a nutshell, right? If you just apply the simple economics of, you know, supply and demand to the monetary situation, it suddenly, all of the words you just said suddenly become crystal clear.
When that's your basis of information, then it's all obvious. And it really is obvious.
Sure
it's
is.
Only the obvious things that they're trying to keep us from. Turns out, when you increase the supply, you decrease the price or the demand, one or the other. And when you make more money than there has ever been, prices are going up. They don't want you to know that the prices are about to go up.
Oh, they are going up. I mean, how you wouldn't know that?
You're not wrong.
The only way you wouldn't know that is if you don't shop for groceries.
Yeah. You know? Or buy gas. Yeah.
Well, sure. The prices have gone up like a quarter. Like literally one quarter of $1.
You mean 25%? Oh, okay.
No. I mean, the prices of things have gone up a quarter of a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the beginning.
I don't know. Gas used to be $1.50, and now it's $3.
Some items at the store have gone up much more than a quarter. I'll tell you that, Peakless. I had a guy in the studio the other night telling us that he buys milk regularly at like a Walmart, and it used to be $1.50 for a gallon of milk. It's now $2.50.
Yep.
It's $3.29 the last time I looked at it, and this is in New Hampshire where we don't have like taxes, basically.
In ABCT, this is the Australian business cycle theory. This is known as a real resource crunch, which triggers the turning point in the economy from boom to bust. As this crisis point approaches, the central bank has a choice. Either they accelerate the expansion of the money supply in order to try to help businesses pay for the increasing prices and wages they're faced with and delay the recession, or to refrain from doing so at the risk of allowing some businesses to fail, asset prices to fall, and disinflation.
And what they actually do is pick which businesses they want to succeed.
That's right.
And they help those businesses, and they give those businesses subsidies. And they let
which comes out of the pockets of everyone else.
Yes. And they let every other business die.
The crack-up boom occurs when central banks choose and stick with the first option, which is to say continuous, accelerating, money printing, and
inflation.
That's what inflation is. And that's what we're seeing happening right now. So how long can they put off the inevitable? That's really the question here. And if you want to weigh in, you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. That's the policy, and that is how they do it. As Peakless pointed out, they are all about rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies. And that's what they're doing here.
That's how they get elected.
Yeah, they're transferring wealth. But when they print that money, the people who spend it, the government, they spend it to the industry, you know, the industrial people who are connected to them.
Which is why we invest in crypto, so every dollar they spend goes right in our pocket.
There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160, and that's why they hate cryptocurrency, and they want to stop it, and they want to punish people who are involved with it to scare you off.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden warned that another terror attack is expected soon in Kabul. In a statement Saturday, the president said another attack on Kabul's airport is highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours, according to new intelligence. The warning coming after an airstrike in retaliation for Thursday's attack that killed 13 U.S. service members. Army Major General Hank Taylor says two high-profile ISIS targets were killed in that strike.
The airstrike occurred in the Nangarhar province of Afghanistan. I can confirm, as more information has come in, that two high-profile ISIS targets were killed and one was wounded. And we know of zero civilian casualties.
The U.S.'s mission to evacuate American citizens and Afghan allies is in the final days, with a deadline to leave the country coming on August 31st. You're listening to USA Radio News. Evacuees are still being flown out of Afghanistan as the deadline for the U.S. withdrawal approaches. The State Department estimates there are about 350 Americans still remaining in the country, with at least 5,400 Americans having been evacuated from Afghanistan since the beginning of the operation. But some lawmakers still want more time ahead of Tuesday's deadline. Representative Rob Whitman says that the U.S. should leave Afghanistan only after all Americans are out. The Virginia Republican tells Fox News that the Taliban should not dictate our timeline.
There are still Americans that need to be evacuated. Secondly, is that there's still significant risk to our military members on the ground. And we are still facing a deadline that the president refuses to move. I believe the deadline needs to be extended. I don't think we should be at the mercy of the Taliban telling us when to get out. This needs to be about a single purpose and a single purpose only, and that is getting every American out of Afghanistan. And we should not have the timeline dictated to us by the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number, if you want to join us, well, in theory, is 603-283-6160. We just discovered that the phone systems were semi-down. It was letting calls through, but there was no audio when I picked them up, so something's wrong.
Bad audio is a hate crime.
Yeah, we're rebooting as we speak, so hopefully we'll be able to fix this issue, and we'll actually be able to get you on the radio, because there were, like, at least five people that were trying to get on with us.
Yeah, if you were trying to call, give it about, I don't know, 5 minutes or something.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
Maybe try again.
To get you in here.
Please excuse us. Our digital legs were closed.
we were having technicalities. That's right. It's one word now.
Yeah, so we'll do our best to get you in here. Just do be patient. Hopefully the reboot will solve the issue.
Doobie.
With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Peakless Mountaineer, you just mentioned the idea of getting away from the crack-up boom, which is, it's inevitable.
The crack-up boom?
Getting away from the constant inflating money supply, which that's what they do every day, print more dollars into existence.
And for the record, beware, as soon as this infrastructure bill goes through, they're
the
going to add...
The $3.5 trillion one, or whatever it is?
It's going to move, yep. It's gonna move the yearly spending to $10 trillion. It's going to move the yearly spending to $10 trillion.
It's heinous. Wow. It's insane.
And I know nobody knows what $1 trillion is.
Right.
Here's what it is. So 1 million seconds is 35 years. 1 billion seconds, couple of years. 1 trillion seconds, 3 times the length of human civilization.
It's a lot of seconds.
Yeah. And they've already printed trillions so far this year. Because remember, anything they can't tax you for, they got to print it.
So, yeah, you know, next Tuesday, 35 years, 6,000 years.
Well, and in effect, too, inflation is a tax. In effect.
It is the tax.
Absolutely.
My favorite thing that Ron Paul has ever said, and he has said a lot of things that I like, but my favorite thing that he's ever said, they asked him, what tax would you like to end?
All
of them. Well, if you could pick one tax to end, and he said, well, the hidden tax. Inflation.
They're like, what's that?
Inflation.
Yep. Yep.
It is the most powerful tax. Well, and look, there's this 72 rule where, like, okay, if you have a 10% tax, it's only going to take you 7.2 years to halve your savings. H-A-L-V-E, halve. You're going to cut your savings in half in 7.2 years if you have a 10% tax. We should be so lucky.
Yeah.
We should be so lucky that there was only 10% that they were inflating.
We're describing the crack-up boom, which is something that Ron Paul's been talking about this week. And he's talked about it before. There's another podcast with him discussing it back in 2020.
Not to be confused with the crack-a-boom. That's where white people blow themselves up doing fireworks at 4th of July.
Not to be confused with the fuck-a-doom.
We've got a summary here from Investopedia.com about what this means. And basically they're saying it's where the central bank just goes whole hog and continues to accelerate the printing of money in order to supposedly, you know, bail out their buddies or whatever. And, of course, that's what we're seeing happen.
Well, that is the corner that they have painted themselves into.
Right.
I mean, technically, they could end the cryptocurrency revolution by just stopping printing money. Technically.
I don't think that would
happen.
No,
I don't. Now, yeah, I beg
that's realistically, it is impossible to stop printing money. Because what are you going to vote for? The guy that gives you free stuff? Or the guy who doesn't give you free stuff?
Mm-hmm. Or the guy who gives you, what do you call it? What's the pseudonym who solves the Byzantine generals problem? Right? That's who I'd vote for.
Well, the idea that anybody like Ron Paul is ever going to get elected again to, you know, the federal government.
Preposterous to almost, think that, yeah.
I mean, he was a total fluke in the system.
They called him Dr. No.
Yeah.
They called him Dr. No for one simple reason. People would come to him with proposals, like they do with politicians, be like, hey, here's what I want you to do. And he would say to them, is that in the Constitution? They've never heard that before.
Yeah.
They're like, what? The what? What?
What are you talking about? What's this Constitution?
What do you mean, is that in the Constitution? No, I'm a lobbyist. I ask politicians for things.
And then I give them money.
Yeah. I give them money, and then they do what we say. That's how lobbyists work. And he would say, is that allowed? Is that in the rules? Is that okay? Is that in the Constitution? And you and I are no big fans of the Constitution. But if you're going to have a pretend contract, at least stick to it.
Which they certainly haven't done. The number here is 603-283-6160. Economist Friedrich Hayek described the crack-up boom, a situation like grabbing a tiger by the tail. Once the central bank decides to accelerate the process of credit expansion and inflation in order to head off any recession risk, then it continually faces the same choice of either accelerating the process further or facing an ever greater risk of recession as distortions build in the real economy. And because they're not going to leave their buddies hanging, they're going to keep on pumping and keep on printing and cutting those checks.
They have no choice. You're right. They've painted themselves into the corner. They put themselves in this position. There is no choice for them.
They built the political infrastructure, and they built the political infrastructure in such a way that every single thing relies on their ability to print money.
There is a thing that could be employed by those in power, we'll say politicians or whatever, that hasn't been done yet. You can look back in history at something called a jubilee.
We should be so lucky.
Yeah, it's over a period of time, rulers, kings, and that type of thing would sometimes do something along the lines of debt forgiveness. Right?
Well, just be like, I believe that was the fundamental concept of Fight Club. The fundamental concept of Fight Club was that they blew up the buildings, not the people, the buildings of the credit card companies. And since they had destroyed all of their databases, then all of the debt would go back to zero.
Right.
And the debt going back to zero is what a jubilee is.
Right. Hmm. And so that is a strategy that could be employed by the people controlling fiat currencies.
But then it'll go away. The money goes away if the debt goes away.
That is true.
Yeah,
absolutely it does.
And the reason for that is it's based on debt.
Depends on what you mean by money.
Well, I mean the federal government. Federal money, the Federal Reserve
note. Control? Yes. Their control.
I specifically mean the Federal Reserve note, because a note is evidence of debt. That's what, pull out the dollar in your wallet or pocket or whatever and read it at the top. Federal Reserve note. And those are issued based on debt. So if all of a sudden those debts are gone, that money's recalled, basically, at that point.
Yeah, but in the case of today's society, I would, if they did try to deploy some sort of jubilee to, save the economy or whatever, they would just simply shift that to the, to the existing debt.
Well, I'll tell you, the most successful Bronze Age nomads would do a jubilee every 50 years.
Yeah.
Goodness, if we could do a jubilee every 250 years, we would be in so much better.
Or how about if there was just no need for a jubilee at all and people just used, sound money?
Well, that's why the very best among us, Satoshi Nakamoto, invented cryptocurrency.
And check out Bitcoin.com because they've got a great introductory package there for you. It's free. You can just click Get Started at the top of the page, watch a 3.5-minute video or a 3-minute video, and get the basics down. There's more videos if you want. You can dig in as deep to this subject as you like. But it's a great website to go and check that out over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started to begin the process of learning about something that could possibly be a solution for a lot of people that want to get out of this effed up situation. We're coming up here in moments, and hopefully your calls and thoughts. It's Free Talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. Finally, our phones are working, so we're going to get to your calls. Thanks to everybody who's waiting so patiently to get your thoughts on the air, because that's what we like to do here, is give you the opportunity to express yourself.
On the phone again. Yep. Just can't wait to get on the phone again.
Or you can call us on our SIP line, which is not technically a phone, and it sounds even better, but it takes a little bit to get it set up. So if you want to learn about that, you can go to SIP, that's SIP.freetalklive.com. And that has the step-by-step instructions on how to get on there. We actually had a caller call with SIP last night. Sounded fantastic. Yeah. So we're going to get back into your calls and thoughts. It's Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass here in the studio tonight. I also want to make sure you know about the AMP program and say thank you to Elizabeth, who is a Free Talk Live amplifier. Elizabeth is a gold amplifier, meaning she contributes $10 a month to the AMP program to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to help us get on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 180 stations right now, which is awesome, but we can have more. It's possible. It just takes money. It takes time, and you can help us with the money part.
Let's do it.
For at least $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com, PayPal, credit card, debit card. It's your choice how to sign up over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, we got Kyle on the line listening in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho to KXLY out of Washington State.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Kyle.
Y'all ever thought about making your own token for Free Talk Live, man? Throw a token up on EtherDid and see if you can Uniswap profits out, man.
Yeah, I mean, people have suggested that for years, and I've always just kind of thought, oh, God, the world doesn't need another token. So, I mean, I'm just not...
I disagree with you, man. Here's the thing why, right? Because they basically ruined our money since the day that I was born. I'm 32, mm-hmm. so it was already screwed before I was alive.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You got to make your own currency, man. That's what I was doing. Basically, you just go in there and make a token, make it sound, but talking about the crack on Zoom... Man, I ate about four hits of acid about 3 months ago, and I was watching this great Dead movie. And I saw it in my own 8 or 9 days, the entire volume of every U.S. dollar loaded into Bitcoin, and the price of Bitcoin jumped for like $3 million, man. All it's going to take is one...
You're saying make your own currency. Here's how you make your own currency. Provide a good or service and figure out what you're going to take in trade. So, for example, one of my favorite things to take in trade is Bitcoin Cash.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy, it's direct,
fast.
And since I take that in currency, I am making my own currency.
Although, to the caller's point, though, we, you know, if there was such a thing, right, let's just say this token was invented, it could be FTL, Free Token Life, right?
Yeah,
and that could be your, you know. Go ahead.
You could put a burn function on it. You could basically have a specific charity that you wanted to route certain tokens to. The tokenomics that are able to go on right now and the liquidity to be able to get it into something like BTC.
Do you want to come to New Hampshire and help us put together and manage this thing?
Later on, I'll be up.
Unfortunately, I am prohibited from being on Telegram at this time. I'm on bail conditions at the moment due to the studio being raided because of cryptocurrency, basically, back in March. So I'm technically not allowed to do anything regarding cryptocurrency, but that doesn't mean that other people with the show couldn't. Captain, you're not on any such bail restrictions. I don't know if anyone's in that Telegram because it was being run by nobody. It was his idea to create that account. And he was admitting that channel. I was a co-admin, but we both are on bail conditions. Or I think he's going to be on bail conditions probably within the next couple of weeks. That probably will prohibit him.
God willing,
so
he'll actually be with us.
We're in one of the worst places right now legally to be able to do something like this. But here's my objection to the idea. Beyond the general objection of, oh, great, the world doesn't need another token. But you seem excited by it, Kyle, and I appreciate the enthusiasm, and I can see where you're coming from. And I'm familiar with the platform you talked about. So for our listeners that aren't familiar, Ethereum is the big, you know, second, I guess, second to Bitcoin, right?
Largest,
like it's big. It's like 20% of the entire cryptocurrency marketplace, which is huge. Bitcoin itself is only like 43%. So it's almost half of Bitcoin's value.
So
globally, I want to get to the objection here. So on Ethereum, there's all these tokens. Anybody who wants to can go out and create a token. There's a website that'll let you do it. It's easy to do. If you want to create a billion Free Talk Live tokens, you can do that. If you want to create a million of them, you can.
Need our permission.
But he was suggesting that this would be a way for us to do fundraising.
If he's got the passion to create this thing, then just create this thing. And no, that is the general principle. If you've got the passion to create a thing, just do it.
Yeah, and if you want to fundraise
for anyone's permission,
yeah, and
or
if you want to fundraise for us, then you could send us a portion of it or whatever. Like,
I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah, but we'll encourage you if you do it.
Here's the thing I wanted to bring up about this, though, is that the platform you talked about is called Uniswap, and that is where anybody who's got a token, from what I understand, can list it on this decentralized trading platform, and then anyone who's got Ethereum or any of these other tokens can go on there and swap them, and they don't have to ask any permission. And that's a cool thing. But the problem right now with Ethereum is the fees.
Mm-hmm.
It might cost you $15, or if it's a good day, $10. If you get really lucky, $6 or $5 or whatever. But I've seen $20, $25, $30 fees to send Ethereum transactions, you know, in my lifetime. And so my question is, Kyle, does this exclude a lot of people from, you know, participating? Do you have to be wealthy to get into this these days? I want him to answer the question. Go ahead, Kyle.
No, here's the thing, is that it's accessible to anyone because there's layer 2 scaling solutions now. There's Polygon, so you can, and a lot of different specific apps are basically figuring out how to do it, so it only runs once per block, so the transaction fees are kind of baked into the entire block. But if you get on Binance Smart Chain, you know, if you happen to, you know, be outside of the U.S. somehow, the fees on there are like 20, 30 cents per contract deployment. You can basically do everything you can do on Ethereum, you can do on Binance Smart Chain or even Avalanche, but I mean, Solana's another one coming up. But
do these systems, does the Uniswap system work on any of these alternatives, or is it exclusive to Ethereum?
Yeah, Uniswap is just ether, but finance has pancake swaps and bakery swaps.
Kyle, okay. I have a simple good question, and yeah. This is an open question if you want to weigh in, but like, why make a token when you could make a cryptocurrency? So, for example,
it's harder to do a cryptocurrency.
I get that, but like, so for example, the Komodo system will put so you can get someone who will sign off on what a chain is and put that sign off into the Bitcoin network, which is obviously the largest and most powerful network. So you can get sort of a sign off on, yes, this is what the blockchain should be. So you can get a periodic sign off onto the most powerful Bitcoin, like the most powerful cryptocurrency network. So why bother with a token when you can just make a cryptocurrency? I mean, like, I love the idea. I love it. Yeah. But why bow before Ethereum when you could just make the actual cryptocurrency? Because, look, you're putting in hours anyway. Like, if you're going to make a token, if you're going to make a crypto, you're going to put in some time and energy. So why put in the time and energy for a token when you could put the time and energy into an actual crypto? And, I mean, I might be misinformed on this, I might be underinformed on this, but as far as I can tell, the Komodo system is the best way for an emerging cryptocurrency actual coin to avoid the problems of a 51% attack.
Yeah, see, I don't know a whole lot about Komodo. I know that it's got, like, you've done a basic overview of it, and this is probably getting too deep, you know, for a general audience show. But it's interesting, Kyle, and I appreciate you calling in about this. And I agree with you, Peekless. If Kyle's super excited about this, man, go right ahead.
Yeah, do it.
You know, you don't have to ask our permission.
No, if you want to make that token, do it.
What's that?
Well, you do a token pre-sale on DXL.app, right? So basically what you do like a 50 Ether pre-sale, and then you can take 80% of that raised liquidity and put it in the pool, and then you guys keep 20% of the remaining liquidity that you'd be able to
That all sounds great, and I'm sorry for getting off into the weeds on this one, but, like, look, if you've got the passion to make this thing, just make it. You don't need our permission, and we'll promote it if you make it.
If he wants to send us, 20%, then talk to the captain. Go to, email him at captain@freetalklive.com, and he might be able to help interface with that, because, like I said, I can't touch the crypto technically, but
he can.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. I also can't tell you what to do either, so it'd be up to you, Captain. We're coming up.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.